Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the cells at Long Island.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Country singer-songwriter Diana Paul joins me on the show today. She was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, and now calls Nashville home. Her first CD, entitled Why Do Angels Cry, is being released on March 20th. It features her great country voice and strong songwriting. Now, on this show, you will hear a brand new gospel song from Diana that no one has heard before. So it's quite an exciting show. My pleasure now to welcome Diana Paul. Hey, Diana.
Hey, thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great this afternoon. It's great to have you on and doing a Sunday afternoon thing, which is very cool.
Oh, it's great to be here. I'm excited. Thank you for asking me to be on the show.
You're so welcome, and it's great to hear that Arkansas accent, a true country girl, right?
I don't like my accent, but, you know, I can't help it. People always make fun of me, but
I think it sounds great. So, Diana, we're going to talk about the brand new CD, which is very exciting. I know that you are, we were talking about it before the show, and you are really pumped for the big release on March 20th. Can we go back in time first and talk about when you first started singing?
Well, I've been singing as long as I can remember. And I first started singing like outplays, like in church. I used to sing in church a lot. And, I just love to sing.
Did you come from a musical family at all, or was it something you discovered on your own?
No, not a musical family, no. I can't remember anybody in my family singing or playing. Well, actually, my mom used to play a little bit of piano.
Right.
She loved music, but she couldn't sing to save her life. Don't tell her that.
No, we won't mention that. So when you first started singing then, can you recall maybe some of the first songs or some of the first singers you were hearing on the radio that kind of influenced you?
Oh, yeah. Some of the first songs, Reba McEntire. I loved all her stuff. That Whoever's in New England. I remember singing that when I was a kid. I loved it.
Oh, wow.
Loved that song.
Yeah, that's a great song.
And I like a lot of the older country artists, too, you know, and blues. And my mom used to listen to Mahalia Jackson a lot. So
okay.
I was exposed to some different stuff.
Yeah, so a variety of stuff around the house. That's very cool.
Uh-huh.
So Reba McEntire is an influence in somebody. Can you think of any other of the female artists that you were listening to and maybe singing their songs as a young girl?
I love Dolly Parton stuff, Tanya Tucker. Let me think. Emmy Lou Harris. A lot of the older country artists.
Yeah, there's some great classic artists like that, and I find that the songs they sing and their voices don't really go out of style or are timeless, because it's always nice to listen to it again.
Oh, yeah, and I love those artists because they all sound different. Like, I mean, they have their own style, you know.
True.
Like, as soon as you hear them on the radio, you know it's them.
Yep, that's definitely a great, I guess that's the mark of an artist, when you know right away that it's them singing and it couldn't be anybody else.
Right. Right.
Now, do you remember, so in church you started singing, as you were growing up, were there any talent shows or contests, or was there any moment in your life when you realized this is something you could pursue and do well at?
As a kid, no, I just did it really because I just loved to sing, and I wasn't in any talent shows, just church, and sometimes like the 4-H Center, you know, on Saturdays or something. My mom would take me up there and I'd sing country songs, a lot of Reba McEntire songs. But other than that, no, not really until the past like 2.5-3 years that I take it seriously and just, you know, I feel like the Lord led me and I do because I love it. I love it. And if it touches somebody, I mean, that means more to me than anything.
For sure. Now, with that kind of reaction, have you, when you perform live, I guess you've probably been able to look out at the crowd and see that they're getting emotionally involved in the song?
There's nothing better than to look at somebody's face and know that they're feeling it. You know, when the lyrics you're singing and stuff, it just, to me, that's everything.
Yeah, that's something that, because not everybody and not every song can do that. So if you're an artist and you've written a song, even especially if you've written it, and the audience is responding, then that's got to be a real satisfying moment.
I know. Yeah. Well, I figure, you know, like if you have an emotion, most people, you know, and it means something to you. And again, that's like if your song means something to you, then it probably is going to mean something to somebody else, you know. But if you're just writing and it, you know, it's just like la-di-da and it doesn't really mean anything, you can't really expect people to get into it.
True. So do you find the stuff you write is stuff that is pretty close to you, stuff you've lived through?
Oh, absolutely. That's all I pretty much can write about, yeah.
Now, when you're doing that, do you find that songwriting for you is therapeutic? If it's something you're writing about that you've gone through or somebody close to you has, does it help when you're writing that song to release that emotion?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it does me a lot better. That's the way I talk about things through my music, you know. Rather than sitting and discussing the matter or whatever like that, I do it through my music, through my songs.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of songwriters and artists do that. That you're right, it's hard to talk about it sometimes, but you can certainly pour it right into the song, and that's your way of dealing with it almost.
Right, exactly.
Now, do you have a song that's very personal to you that you've written over the last few years or at any point that is still pretty emotional for you when you perform it?
Yeah, I think the most emotional one for me is definitely Why Do Angels Cry? And I Am Not the One. That's the ones that are most personal. So I write all of them from personal experiences, but those are definitely the most personal.
Yeah, and the title track of your brand new CD is Why Do Angels Cry? So that song will be featured on it. Is I Am Not the One on that going to be on that CD as well?
Yeah, it sure is. It's on.
Perfect. Now, let's talk about that song, because that's the first one I'm going to share with our listeners, Diana. So can you talk about the story? I know it's a very powerful song, the story behind it, and then we'll share it with our listeners.
And we're talking about I Am Not the One?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I mean, a lot of the content, I mean, I went through myself, and I'll just kind of leave it at that. And the song came to me, I was driving in my car, and the melody kept going over and over in my head. I am not the one, I am not the one. And then when I started writing the lyrics, they just came out, you know. They just like, you know, talking to somebody, they just
wow.
Came.
That's quite a songwriting process. So now, were the lyrics flowing out while you were in the car or after you got out of the car?
Yeah, the chorus was. It just kept going over and over in my head, so I
yep.
got home and started writing, and then they just poured out.
Wow, and I guess that is how the best songs come out when you're not trying to write it. It's coming out of you.
Right. Another part of that song, there was a lady right here in Tennessee, and she was that helped, like, kind of inspired it as well, was she had shot her husband. He was a preacher, and, you know, she had been abused for a long time, and
right.
I don't know, and when she was arrested, I know this subconsciously was in my head, obviously, but when they put the handcuffs on her and everything, she was saying, I'm not the one, I didn't do it, you know, so.
Wow.
And then it was pretty like the next day, the melody.
Yeah, pretty powerful stuff, and so we'll share it now with our listeners, Diana. I know this is one that they'll enjoy and definitely be moved by. This is Diana Paul here on In the Country, and the song is I Am Not the One.
Is there anything you'd like to say before I decide the punishment for this crime? so she struggles to her feet. Her mouth is dry, her knees are weak as she starts to speak. First he robbed me of my self-esteem, and when he beat me, I was too afraid to scream. Living in a nightmare, I was frozen when I tried to run, and then I woke up to the sound of a gun. I am not the one, I am not the one. I can never do what you say I've done. The passion bride that he took home, he killed a long, long time ago. I am not the one, I am not the one. I can never do what you say I've done. I'm not the one who took his life. It must have been my battered wife. I am not the one. He was mean when he got drunk, and that was every day. He would tell her how he'd hunt her down if she ran away. And that's what kept her chained in a prison in her mind. Behind the bruised and blackened eyes, she did her time. He condemned her, so she lost her self-esteem, and when he beat her, she was too afraid to scream. Living in a nightmare, she was frozen when she tried to run, and then she woke up to the sound of a gun. I am number one, I am number one. I can never do what you say I've done. The blushing bride that he took home, he killed a long, long time ago. I am number one, I am number one. I can never do what you say I've done. I'm not the one who took his life. It must have been my battered wife.
That is country artist Diana Paul and her song, I Am Not the One. Very powerful stuff, and that was something that Diana wrote straight from the heart. Beautiful, moving song, Diana.
Oh, thanks. I still get emotional hearing that song. Just talking about it and everything, it's still, you know, I don't sit and listen to my own songs over and over.
But I'll bet definitely, as you say, listening back to it, the emotions were real at the time, and obviously they come back.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Sorry to make you cry.
It's all right.
We've got lots of stuff coming up. We're going to talk about the brand new CD and a great way to turn from the tears back to smiles. I've got some callers who want to have a few words with you, Diana, and say hi.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Yeah, this is exciting. So we'll go to the first line here, area code 845, and just pull them on the line here. We have you on the line from area code 845 for Diana Paul.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. This is Nick Martin.
Nick.
Hey, Diana.
Hi.
You're
Nick,
wonderful.
How are you? Oh, thank you. So are you. Nick is
yeah.
a good friend and a wonderful artist.
Awesome.
I just wanted to call and say that we love you, and that song brought tears to my eyes, too. And I can't wait to get down to Nashville and do a duet with you pretty soon.
Yeah, I cannot wait either. I cannot wait either. That's right. We are going to record a duet together called Hold Me.
Oh, great.
Nick, Yeah, Nick wrote the song, and it's really, I love it. It really touched me, you know.
Oh, nice.
So I'm so looking forward to that. Oh, Nick, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say that I'm listening to you, and Dave, it's a wonderful show. I've never heard it before. Thank you, Dan, or thank you for bringing me into it, and I'll tune in often.
Awesome, Nick. That's super to hear, and I really appreciate
from
you
from New York, from Woodstock, New York, and I assume you're in New York City. I used to have a 347 number.
Actually, Blog Talk is based out of New York. I'm in Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I heard the Canadian accent, but I wasn't sure.
We got a few
anyway,
accents on the line.
I won't hold up your show. I just wanted to call and say I love you, Diana, and great music, and you deserve all the best, and I hope everybody buys your record.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nick. Have a super day.
Bye.
Isn't that great? What a great fan, and as you say, an artist with a duet coming up with you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. It's a great song, and I love singing it.
Perfect. Let's take another call because we've got the lines are just fired up here. Popular lady, Diana. So we'll go to area code 734 for Diana Paul, and I'll bring that. Area code 734. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Dan Mack, Dearborn Heights, Michigan.
From Michigan, great. And what was your first name again?
Danny Mack.
Danny Mack, perfect. Go ahead, Danny.
Danny
Hello,
Mack!
Hello, Star.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm surprised you're not out playing golf or getting your garden ready.
Well, it's been raining out here. It's been raining, but I cannot wait to get the garden ready. See, I have the best friends. I have the best friends, Danny Mack. Thank you for calling.
I'll tell Dave thank you for letting me get online.
You're welcome, Danny. Glad to have you call in. What's up in where you're part of the world today?
Oh, it's pouring down rain. At least the snow's gone.
That's a good thing, yep.
And I love Diana's music. I have since day one.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? I wouldn't have anything going on without you. Thank you, Danny Mack. Love you.
I love the song, too. I keep listening. I listen to Blog Talk Radio. I have it on my website, but I didn't have Wood on my website.
Well, that's great. Well, yeah, keep us in mind and listen to more shows after this one, too. Appreciate that, Danny.
I will.
Well, okay, have yourself a great day.
You too.
Take care. Oh, that's awesome. Another great fan and a friend.
I got the best friends on MySpace. I mean,
you
people
sure
have been
do.
So good to me. They really, really have. And it just... I'm just so blessed. I really am.
And it's amazing whenever you post a new song, as you did the other day with Rose, which we're going to hear a bit later. I mean, it just the play count goes up like crazy. People really listen to your stuff.
Well, that you know what that means. That's everything to me. You know that's everything that people love it and it touches them. That's what music's about.
Yeah, and you're certainly doing that, right? We'll take one more call, and then we'll get back to some more of my questions for you. But we've got a call here from area code 619. You're on the air. Can you tell us your name and where you're from?
Hello, yes. My name is Julio, and I'm calling from California. And,
oh, great.
I want to thank you for featuring Diana. She's a very good friend of mine. Again, I found her on MySpace. And from all the people that I know on MySpace, she's probably one of the most respected artists. Not just as an artist, but as a human being, which is the most important thing. A lot of people get into the music business because of attention or whatever, but Diana has an important message. And because of that, she's probably one of the artists that I had the most respect for of any genre. So.
Wow.
Oh, well, thank you. And you're an awesome artist yourself.
Oh, thank you. But, well, I don't want to take your time. Let's go listen to some more music.
Awesome, Julia. Well, thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Kisses to Diana.
That's perfect. That was Julio. I've seen him around MySpace. I know who that is. That's wonderful that he called in.
Yes, that is so sweet. That is so sweet.
Well, we're going to get back to some more calls and more music too, Diana, but let's talk about the new CD. It's coming out March 20th. It's called Why Do Angels Cry? Can you talk to us about sort of what other songs are on it and what we can expect to hear?
I'm not the one definitely on it. Rose is on it. It got me all nervous now. Lifetime of Heaven, Civil War, Promises, let's see, Living a Lie, Maker's Mark, and I'm just going to God's Whispers on it.
Yeah.
Oh, Daughter of a Southern Man. I can't forget that. That's like,
that's a great
you
one.
Know, that song's really close to me too, because I wrote about my daddy. So.
Now, of all the songs that are on it, how many did you have a hand in writing?
All of them. I wrote all of them except for God's Whisper, and that was James Cain, and Lifetime of Heaven.
Okay.
He also wrote that one. That was James Cain. So I
yeah, that's a great song.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, Lifetime of Heaven is beautiful. As is God's Whisper. Now, that's the new one we're going to debut, which is so exciting. And so it's basically, is it just you and the studio people have heard this song, but your fans haven't heard it yet?
Right, right. Yeah, it's just us. So I hope people like it. I really do. I know it means a lot to me, you know. I love the imagery in the song and everything. I can just feel it. So I hope everybody else does.
Yeah, there's definitely great imagery. It's a positive song, great message in it. I got to hear it for the first time earlier today, and I think it's one that your fans are going to really embrace.
Well, thank you. I hope so. I hope it means as much to them as it does to me.
Perfect. Well, once we do play it, I'll take a few calls, and we'll get some instant feedback on it.
Okay.
Yeah, now, Diana, tell us about Willow Pond. When anybody who visits your MySpace knows how of an important place that is, that's where you call home. Can you sort of tell us what that means to you?
Oh, Willow Pond. To me, it's just, it's magical. But I love living in the country. It's way out in the country, and I got all my creatures out here, you know. It's just, which I love, you know. It's just, it's my little heaven, you know.
Wow. So is that just on the outskirts of Nashville?
It is, yeah, on the outskirts.
And do you raise any, you know, are you raising any animals, or, like, is it a working farm?
Well, it's not a, I wish it was. I wish we had, like, tons of cattle and horses, which someday I plan on having. I got my dogs. We got a little, Lucille little donkey. And my little potbelly pig for me. But I'm just keep adding to the family, adding to the family. Oh, and I can't forget our three little cats.
And what are their names?
Pokey, Magic, and Spooky.
Cute. So it sounds like quite a comfortable place to live in, and probably pretty inspiring to write music out there, because you're not, you know, in some busy area of town. You got peace of mind out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cause, I mean, I grew up in the country, and I wouldn't have it any other way. It's an old farmhouse, which to me, like the old homes, they have a lot of character, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I love it here. I love it. It's
oh, that's
a little
great.
Sanctuary.
Now, when you head into Nashville, what are some of the, do you have one favorite place that's like your favorite place to catch live music?
Favorite place to catch live? Well, there's tons of places in Nashville, and that's the cool thing about, you know, living here. It's like the best of both worlds. Last night I went to a place called The Stage, and there was a band playing. They were good. Let me think. There's 12th and Porter is a really cool place, because there's a lot of, like, new artists, and the
mm-hmm.
sound there is awesome.
Nice.
So, but, yeah, there's a lot. I don't really have, like, just one place in particular.
There's a few, sounds like.
Mm-hmm. What about if they're playing like new artists, I like going.
It must be pretty exciting to catch the new artist when somebody that we wouldn't know, and you're getting to see them for one of the first times. Can you feel that excitement of their talent?
Oh, yeah. And see, that's the cool. I love people creating their own art and having something to say. You know, that's and there's
yeah.
so many great writers around here. I mean, really, really great writers.
So there's probably, you know, we have all these talent shows in American Idol, but probably at the places you go to, there's artists there that if they were signed tomorrow would do quite well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know, those contests kind of get to me. I mean, there's some really good, you know, singers and stuff, but I don't know. I just, the whole thing, you know, when it comes to art, it's not a contest, in my mind anyway.
Right.
You know, it's just expressing what you're feeling and stuff, so.
No, I hear what you're saying, and that's something you definitely do through your writing. Let's we're going to get to the music in a couple of minutes, but let's take a couple more calls because, again, the lines are really loaded up here. So we'll head out to popular lady, Diana.
That makes you feel awesome.
We're going to head to 615 area code. I've got a couple of them on the line, but we'll head to the one that starts 419. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Diana. This is Jimmy Parker from Nashville, Tennessee.
Jimmy, my friend, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to listen to this interview today because I've become acquainted with Diana over MySpace, and I like her music, and I want to tell her that one of my favorite songs that she's got is Lifetime of Heaven.
Oh, Jimmy, thank you. Thank you. And, hey, you're quite an artist yourself.
Oh, thank you. I try to do the best I can.
Well, I love
Jimmy's
your
great stuff.
Well, thank you, Diana. I just wanted to call in and say hi, let you know that I respect you, and I think you're a great artist, and keep up the great work.
Oh, Jimmy, thank you so much, and the feeling is mutual. Let me tell you,
thank
it is
you,
mutual.
Dave.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And, Dave, you keep up the great work, too.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy. It means a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you all later.
Take care, Jimmy.
Bye.
Oh, that's awesome. Jimmy Parker, who was on our show just a couple of weeks back, great artist, great singer, and wonderful to have him call in.
Oh, yeah.
Now, so with big thanks to Jimmy. Now, let's go to one more caller, and then we're going to play your brand-new song, God's Whisper. We'll head over to area code, our only one from 606 on the line. And can you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, this is Nicholas DeMail. I'm calling from Pleasureville, Kentucky. How you doing,
hey,
Dave?
Hey, Nicholas. Welcome. Great. Great to hear from you.
A great show you got going there.
Thank you.
And I just want to say that Diana is just one of the most phenomenal artists I've ever heard. I've been around this for a long time, and she's a very dear friend, and her music just touches everybody, and she's wonderful.
Oh, Nicholas, thank you so much.
Well, that's great.
Well,
I appreciate
it. You know, we thank you, Diana. We thank you because everything you do is inspiring, and we just love you to death. And I don't want to type the lines. I know there's a lot more people want to talk to you, and I just wanted to send you my love, my congratulations, and Dave, you're doing a great job on the show.
Thanks, Nicholas.
Thank you, Nicholas, and I love you to death. Thank you so much because you keep me going. You know that.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Diana, we love you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
That's awesome. Appreciate that, Nicholas. What a great call. Great to have him be able to call in. We'll take one more call, and then we'll head to the brand-new song, God's Whisper, which I know the listeners are going to love. They're going to enjoy it so much. Area code 615. We've got you on the line for Diana Paul on In the Country. Go ahead. Hey, that's you, 615 area code.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, you're on the air with Diana.
Hey, this is Jim Bayless, Diana.
Jim!
I had a great time last night down at the old stage. It was great.
I did too. Yes, see, Jim and his wife Tila, very dear friends of mine. They went to the stage with us last night. And I say us, me and my husband John.
Nice. Yeah, right. And the interview is great, and I'll keep listening, and we'll listen to some more of your songs. So
that's awesome.
Again, we had a great time. Dave, the show's good.
Appreciate
show's,
that.
Show's really good. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Have yourself a great afternoon.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Diana, you do have loyal and very supportive fans, don't you?
I tell you, Dave, I'm really blessed. I mean, it means so much to me. It really does. I could cry. I know people are so kind, you know. Sometimes you think the world can be so ugly, but I mean, there's so many good people in it, and it's just I'm just real happy. Thank you to everybody.
That's great. What a great bunch of fans and great calls we've had. This is really special. Now, speaking of special, let's play the brand-new song, and I'll just let you talk about it for a moment, called God's Whisper, and then the listeners who hear it and want to comment on it can give us a shout after we play it. So tell us about the song, Diana.
Okay, well, it's about God's Whisper. Obviously, that's the name of it. But James Cain wrote it. And he played it for me, and he said, I think you'd sound good on this song. And I heard the lyrics, and it was like I could just feel it. And it's just, I love the song. I love it to death, and it just it means a lot to me. So hopefully it'll mean a lot to everybody else.
I think they're going to enjoy it very much. Great song. This is brand new from Diana Paul, and this will be featured on her CD, Why Do Angels Cry, which is available on March 20th. This is God's Whisper, Diana Paul, on In the Country.
Creek bank as the water rippled back. I stood at the top of a canyon bluff and reached up for the sky. Watched a snow-white dove spread his wings and fly. I felt a gentle breeze from out of nowhere in the field of my mind. That's God's whisper, that's God talking, his voice calling you and me. That's God's music. Have you ever seen a red sunset melting into the ocean, trading places with the moon? Then you've seen God in motion. Heard the sound of Sunday morning church bells ring. I felt closer to heaven when you heard children sing. That's God's whisper, that's God talking. His voice calling you and me. That's God's music, hear him singing. Oh, what a beautiful melody. Listen and you'll find all our senses.
That is the world premiere of a brand new song from Diana Paul. It'll be featured on her upcoming CD. The CD is called Why Do Angels Cry, and that is God's Whisper. A beautiful song, Diana. I love that song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that song gets to me. It's so true. You know, you don't have to look too far for God's Whisper. It's everywhere.
Yeah, that song definitely says it all, and I know your fans are going to love that one. That's going to be on the new CD. So as far as where people can buy this once it's released on March 20th. Whereabouts can they do that, Diana?
Well, once it's released, it's going to be on all the major outlets. You can download it on iTunes or Amazon or Rhapsody, CD Baby. And right now, actually, you can go to dianapaul.com, and you can go there to get it, which is probably the best place to get it. And I wanted to say, through April, because that's Child Abuse Awareness Month, and that's something that's real close to me. We're going to donate $2 from every sale to PCAT, which is Prevent Child Abuse of Tennessee. So
great.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point, you know, music to give back, to help others. So.
Now, it sounds like that's what you do for music, and it also sounds to me that music has got you through times of struggles in your life. Diana, is that true?
Absolutely. It couldn't be any more true, yes. I mean, yeah. Music is God's way of talking to all of us. I don't know what I'd do without it. What would the world do without music, you know?
There's music. Oh, for sure. I totally agree. Do you have a favorite song on this CD?
Like I said, they all mean a lot to me. I'm not going to say, like, which one is my favorite. I don't
okay.
know. But they all have different meanings, you know? So I can't go, I can't say, oh, this one or that one. So, like I said, I just hope they touch other people. And if they're doing that, then I'm doing my job.
Definitely. And I find that, too, with songs. If somebody were asking me of five songs, I mean, they could all be my favorite and for different reasons. This one, because it touches me, this one because it gets me moving, and this one, so you're right, every song is a different reason that it's there and why it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I don't think I asked you this before, do you have a favorite song to cover when you're performing, or even just sing around the house, one of the classics that you love to sing?
Oh, let me think. Like I said, anything by Reba McEntire. There's one song called Black Betty that I like.
Yeah.
It's an old, like, Southern rock song, and it's just upbeat, and it's just fun to do. I like that one a lot.
Now, I think there's a video on your MySpace site of you singing that one live?
Yeah, that was from the benefit last year. Yeah.
That's really cool. You know what? We're going to turn back to the music now because we've got a bit of time left, and we have time to talk some more, but I want to play the brand-new song called Rose, which as soon as you put it on your MySpace site a couple of days ago, it got a big response. Do you want to talk about the inspiration behind the song, Diana, and then we'll share it with everyone?
Okay. Well, the inspiration started, again, the melody just was going through my head, and it had kind of like a Spanish feel to it, and it just... The story just came out, you know.
It's such a cool story and a cool meaning with the word rose, which we won't give away yet for those who haven't heard it, but that's very clever.
Well, thank you. And then, you know, everything that's going on in the world and stuff, you got soldiers overseas and, I don't know, the story just came about, Rose. I could just see her in my head, you know, little girl, so.
Yeah, beautiful song. Well, we'll share it now. That's great, Diana. This is country artist Diana Paul. This song will also be on her upcoming CD to be released March 20th. This is called Rose, here on In the Country.
He was 20 and she was 18 when they met in old Mexico. She was on spring break and he was on leave on Rosarito Beach, where the sand is as hot as the sun and set their young hearts on fire. In the moonlight he gave her a rose, she gave in to her desire. You'll never forget that time that they spent. Though summer is gone, their love it lives on wherever she goes. She carries his rose. She went back to college, he went to Iraq, still dreaming of old Mexico. Then his convoy came under attack, and now he'll never know why she will never forget that time that they spent. Though summer is gone, their love it lives on wherever she goes. Carries his rose. At the graveyard one rainy day, she kneels with her five-year-old child. As the raindrops fall on his grave, the little girl says with a smile, "Daddy, these are for you, some flowers and a picture I drew. I find it all by myself," it says, "with love, your rose." Now he'll never forget the time that they spent. And though he is gone, his love will live on wherever she goes. And now that he's gone, her love will live on wherever he goes. And her name.
And that is country artist Diana Paul, a song that she wrote. It's called Rose. Man, Diana, that's a beautiful, beautiful song.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. And that's, you know, I feel for all the fallen heroes and the people they leave behind and how they must feel, you know.
Well, you've certainly captured that in that song. I just want to let our listeners know they can head to dianapaul.com, the last name, P-A-U-L, and the first name, two N's in Diana, dianapaul.com, to find out more about her, as well as ordering the CD when it's ready on March 20th, and also at her MySpace site, myspace.com/mycountrysongs. That is her site there. We've got a few minutes, Diana, and I've got a caller on the line, and we want to make sure we get them in. From area code 321, you're on the line with Diana Paul. Do we still have you on the line, area code 321?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Hey, yeah, go ahead and say a few words for Diana.
Well, hi, Diana. This is Wade from MySpace. I'm just calling to say hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I got your message and listened to your song. It sounds really great. And just want to say you're really awesome.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for calling in.
Sure, sure. It was a real pleasure. And I'm thanks for sending me the message. You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much to me.
Okay.
Thanks, Wade. Appreciate the call. Very nice of you.
Okay, sir. Bye-bye.
Take care. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's Wade calling in. Wonderful for him to be listening and to call in. I just hurried up a bit there because we've got just a couple of minutes left. But we've had some great calls, and it just once again lets me know that you have some of the most loyal and passionate fans out there, Diana.
I do. I mean, and I thank each and every one of them. They've all been so kind to me, and they've hung in there with me through, you know, thick and thin, and I'm really blessed.
Well, it's been a true blessing to have you on the show. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, Diana, and share your music. I know you're going to do well, and I've just enjoyed getting to know you this past 45 minutes.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and it's just awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and I know, again, things are going to go well with the CD and with you as well, and we'll be talking again, I'm sure. My guest today has been a country artist, Diana Paul, on the line from Willow Pond, just outside of Nashville. Thanks to all the callers. It's been wonderful. Appreciate that, and Diana has truly been a wonderful guest. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best